Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. And thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number if you want to be a part of the program. It's 800-941-SEAN if you'd like to join us, and we certainly hope you do. 214 days until the single most pivotal, important tipping point, inflection point for the country election is coming up. But no pressure at all whatsoever. A lot going on today. On the economy, I see that the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, get this, is actually crediting immigration, meaning illegal immigration. Significantly more people are working in the country with helping the economy grow despite economists forecasting a recession. Those remarks came as the number of foreign-born workers now has outpaced the number of native-born employees since the start of the pandemic. Now, the CBO director recently told lawmakers that, quote, while immigration would add to our economy, new immigrants tend to go into industries that have relatively low productivity that will lower the level of productivity for the country as a whole and lead to lower wages. Don't blame the messenger. That's the CBO director. And by the way, they are expecting massive job losses coming soon. I got to give a shout out to our old buddy, Gavin. Gavin doesn't seem to like me anymore. I don't know. Those days are gone. But Gavin Newsom, of course, now he put into place and is forcing places like In-N-Out Burger and McDonald's and Wendy's, fast food franchises, to pay their workers $20 an hour. Well, it was discovered today by Fox News Channel's Matt Finn. Was it him? I'm not sure. I apologize. But anyway, his luxury restaurants pay their workers less. I guess because they assume they'll be tipped. I don't know if Gavin's a good tipper or not. That'd be interesting to find out. Looking at Joe Biden today, apparently the markings of his CPAP machine appeared visible during a healthcare event that began an hour late. I kind of interpret that as Joe Biden was sleeping in the moments leading up to that 1 hour late appearance. I mean, a CPAP machine is if you have sleep apnea. I know a couple of people that have had it. I'd rather do anything else than wear that contraption to bed every night. Anyway, and Biden, by the way, an announcement. He is considering not calling terrorists terrorists if they stop shooting rockets at ships. Oh, okay. Even though they're terrorists. It's like he apologizes. I should never have said, I regret for saying illegal immigrant. The person that killed is alleged to have killed Lakin Riley. But he never apologized to the Riley family for the fact that he butchered her name and said Lincoln Riley. Shows where his priorities are. Not that we're going to spend a lot of time on this today. Most gender-confused children, a landmark 15-year study is concluded that they are confused and grow out of it. UCLA medical students forced to endure bizarre structural racism, et cetera, et cetera. Another story that we'll hit in the course of the program today. But anyway, we got a lot of ground to cover. A lot of people, Linda, did not like the fact, and I'm sorry, did not like, they didn't know about RFK Jr.'s positions until I laid them out yesterday on this program. You know how many people commented to me? I was thinking about him maybe until I heard his positions over the years that you laid out in great detail. I'm like, it's all there in black and white. I don't even dislike Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't think he's a mean guy. I think he's got a good heart. His heart's in the right place, but he's not a conservative. He's a radical environmentalist, a part of the climate alarmist religious cult. I mean, he believes in affirmative action. He, you know, on the issue of crime, you know, he wants rehabilitation programs for drug users. He once praised Louis Farrakhan. He wants the minimum wage of $15. He wants to expand free child care. He wants tax-free 3% government-backed mortgage bonds. Yeah, like we can afford that. A guy that supported Al Gore, even did an ad for him in 2000. A guy that supported Kerry in 2004. A guy that supported Hillary Clinton throughout all of her time running for office. And has been a longtime Democratic donor. Supported Obama twice. Has repeatedly praised Bernie Sanders. And you're like, Hannity, I thought he was kind of, you know, a reasonable Democrat. All right, most people, it comes down to one issue, why any conservative might like, maybe two, might like Robert Kennedy Jr., and that is that his position on COVID and the mandates and the shutdowns and everything associated with it, he was on the right side of that issue. I tip my hat to him. Immunizations, very controversial. I mean, I can't believe we have a report about a massive TB breakout. Did you see that in Chicago? I believe it was Chicago. I'll get to that later in the program today. Anyway, so once people that were thinking about it heard me yesterday, they're like, wow. Anyway, well, we're going to do further vetting, and I don't want to announce it right now, but we'll vet it, and then we'll give them an opportunity to come on and explain it. And why is his, you know, what qualifies Nicole Shanahan to be his VP? And why is she so against in vitro fertilization? There is a court challenge now to a Biden get out the vote executive order. It's now been challenged and will soon make its way to the Supreme Court. What many experts are calling the most important legal issue heading into the November elections. This comes out of a group of Pennsylvania lawmakers that have sued Biden and several federal agencies over Executive Order 14019 on, quote, promoting access to voting, which the president issued in March of 21. And the 27 GOP lawmakers in Pennsylvania and members of the State Freedom Caucus argued that the order is essentially a get out the vote effort, only targeting key demographics that benefit the president's political party and would help his own reelection. And they are arguing that it's unconstitutional, with Congress having never enacted a law that grants such an action from the Oval Office. Yeah, you know, we do have co-equal branches of government, or we once did. We also once had a Justice Department that wasn't weaponized and politicized, but it is what it is. They are now in the Biden administration, soon about to finalize efforts to targeting menthol cigarettes. Now, I'm not advising anybody to smoke cigarettes. I do use Juul. I actually found this nicotine-free vape that is mint that is called Breeze, and I like it. It's got no nicotine in it. And I've been weaning myself off of the very low-dose nicotine of Juul, but I like Juul the best. However, I'm trying to make the transition. I know I shouldn't. I'm a health nut, except for that area. You're right. And I'm a total hypocrite, but I've got caught on TV so often. It's not, I can't lie about it. Not that I would lie about it anyway. It's out there. You can look at the videos. They're pretty entertaining. But anyways, now they want to ban menthol cigarettes. Nobody should smoke cigarettes, in my view. Dumb. Is it not a good idea? However, if you want to smoke them, smoke them. Long as you're going to be responsible for your health care. That's a little caveat that nobody ever seems to bring up. Why are you laughing? I can see it through the microphone all the way into Pennsylvania.
Listen, you're a grown man. And my opinion is that grown people have the right to, you know, do things that are available to them on the market. So if you want to vape and you want to find minty freshness that's not nicotine containing anymore, or like whatever you want to do. I mean, life is short. And
Thank you.
Want to vape, go ahead and vape, you know?
That's why I've never supported a boycott, a firing, or a canceling in my career, because I believe in freedom. I can't make anybody listen to this show. By the way, if I could, I would. Kidding. I can't make you watch the TV show. I have to put on a good show on radio and TV to make that happen so that you want to listen. Study Wall Street Journal, how far $100 goes at the grocery store after Biden inflation. I mean, the numbers are pretty staggering, and they analyzed Nielsen IQ data reflecting a selection of commonly purchased items at a total of $100 from 2019 till today. There is a $37 increase, and the same grocery list is 36.5% more. And if you're talking about eggs and sport drinks, I happen to like sport drinks, some of them, it's climbed more than 40%. Shoppers would have to remove almost $37 of items to spend the same amount. Grocery prices up again in February from a year earlier. Labor Department shows they were up 10.2% in February of 2023, and they're up even more the next year. I mean, it doesn't end for people. Everything from cooking oil to beef to fruit snacks, mayonnaise, applesauce, as Linda would probably call it. Inflation-weary consumers now have had to push back, but Biden wants to blame greedy corporations. No, they're trying to stay in business, and their job is to make a profit. Shrinkflation, no. Greed, no. Biden's economic policies, yes. That's why 60% of Americans now find themselves living paycheck to paycheck. There's such a high percentage of Americans that if they get hit with a $1,000 bill that they weren't expecting, they can't pay it. That's how bad it is. I've lived there. It sucks. It's not fun. After years of targeting fossil fuels, now climate activists aim their lawfare at the agricultural industry. You know, every time the government, like California, suing oil companies and energy companies, and Biden's going to follow suit, who do you think pays for that? You do, because these companies have to hire these big, expensive law firms and pay them a fortune so that they can stay in business. And guess what? That means the cost of the product, the good, the service, that goes up for you. That's not good. And all this money that they've forced car companies into, you know, building out electric vehicles, Americans don't want them. Now, I'll say that if Americans did want electric vehicles, I'd love to see Tesla succeed. I don't know Elon Musk. I don't own his stock, but because that would create high-paying career jobs in the auto industry. And that would be a good thing for America. But I believe if you want the choice of an electric vehicle, go for it. Stop forcing truckers now. They're pushing hard that 18-wheelers now become all electric also. They have no clue about the trucking business. A buddy of mine heard me talking about this yesterday in the trucking business. He calls me after the show. He says, you don't know how right you are. I said, I know people in the trucking business. And for example, after a truck has 400,000 miles on it, I know it sounds like a lot, but they're over the road. They keep them running, man. And they're running day and night as much as they can. The more they run, the more money they're making. Anyway, so they got to keep them on the road. And then when it's time, they bring them in, they strip them down, they take out the engines, they change the tires, they do any repairs that need to be done to the chassis. They will put a new engine in, new tires on, new brakes on. Basically, you're getting a new truck, but it costs way less than half of what a real new truck would cost, but they got a new truck on the road. Now you're going to tell them to buy a more expensive electric vehicle. And by the way, what size is that battery going to be? How much pillaging of Mother Earth will take place there? Washington Times today, I'll get into more detail on this later, is pointing out that ICE had 6.2 million people on its non-detained docket at the end of fiscal year 2023, and at least 600,000 have criminal records, according to the House Judiciary Committee. And you think it's hyperbole when I say that? I pray that I'm wrong, but it's not if, it's when this country's going to get attacked. We'll talk to Mike Waltz about this very issue later in the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So after being pushed by the federal government to develop an electric vehicle line and then losing $4.5 billion last year, convincing American consumers to switch to electric vehicles, Ford is now rightly put plans on an all-electric SUV on hold. They announced this yesterday. No, they announced it today. Sorry. The delay that they're going to delay their launch of their electric sports utility vehicle because there's no demand for it. And this is why great entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, why Tesla's done well, because they kind of had a wide open field and people that want electric vehicles were buying Teslas. And then the government mandates start coming in and these auto companies then have to waste billions of dollars. And then the consumers don't want them shoved into their driveway. And now they find themselves losing billions. And that means every other product they sell is going to end up costing more as a result. They're not going to just take $4.5 billion in losses and say, oh, it's OK. We were trying to help our government. We were trying to help Joe Biden out. Good luck with that. And if you're a union person and rank and file, and your dues go to help Democrats because your leadership supports Democratic candidates. How stupid is that? It's about time maybe unions get a little smarter. And God forbid if you opt out, you have to do it very publicly so they know you're opting out of any of their money being used for politics. Yeah, see how far that gets you up the chain, the ladder to success if you work for a union. All right, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Straight ahead. Democrats seem to be salivating over the Supreme Court decision in the state of Florida, my home state, over the fact that abortion and marijuana referendums will be on the ballot in November. Two issues that Democrats think will mobilize young voters to Biden and Democrats in Florida. And look, I would argue that after Roe v. Wade was overturned, the 2022 Republican wave never materialized, I would argue in part because Democrats have demagogued this issue. They're flat out lying about it and about where Republicans' positions are. We saw this in the runoff of George Santos's seat in my old district back in New York, where, in fact, almost every ad I saw was about abortion. Now, the Republican candidate was not against abortion, legal abortion, not at all. But that didn't stop them from running ads and demagoguing and flat out lying about it. And I think Republicans better be willing and ready and able, if they are lied about and their positions are lied about, they need to hit the airwaves hard and say, candidate so-and-so is lying. They are not telling the truth about my position on abortion. Here's where I stand. Tell people, and then end it with, but so-and-so candidate, they need to answer the question, will they support any restrictions on abortion? And that's the way I would recommend Republicans handle it. Now, I think that, and I've always said, and this is why I like the mission of Preborn so much, preborn.com/Hannity, but because they're changing hearts. I've always believed that abortion's a heart issue. Over 50% of abortions now are done by a pill, and it's done early. The Democrats have come a long way from Bill Clinton. It should be legal and rare. You can add legal, rare, and early. And I think where the country politically is, and Republicans need to factor this into their position, is probably, you know, first trimester or probably 15 weeks like the Dobbs decision. That's where I would say they are. Anyway, so what I would then do is I would ask the hard question. Is there any position on abortion? Would you have any restrictions at all in months 7, 8, and 9? This issue came up with Gavin Newsom during the DeSantis debate, And I pressed him for an answer, and then I finally got one. Listen.
Do you support any restrictions at all on abortion, especially in months 7, 8, and 9, past viability?
I'm going to answer that question, but let's talk about the issue of abortion. Let's talk about the issue of abortion.
You're going to answer it?
I'm going to answer that question. Okay. I'll repeat that. I trust, in answer to your question, I trust the mother and her doctor to make that decision.
So in other words, I want to be clear on this. If a woman and her doctor, for any reason...
Not for any reason.
No. I'm asking...
extremely rare.
Should there
this
be...
This is a canard. I know where you guys are going, Sean. You're even uncomfortable
asking,
with this whole issue. And I
watch
it.
Your... I
this
watch
is
your,
where you guys have
I'm
to
asking,
go to cover for the
should,
extreme
should there
anti-abortion
be,
agenda of Ron DeSantis.
Should there be...
Who's hurt your
would you support a ban on... abortion in 7th, 8th, or 9th month if the mother's life
it
is not
is
in jeopardy.
Extreme exception. People aren't going on and having abortions.
Should it be illegal
unless
then?
Unless something
if
devastating
rare,
has happened.
Should it be illegal?
It should be up to the mother and her doctor and her conscience. And it
so
almost
the answer
always,
is no restriction.
I've already answered it.
Mother, doctor, and conscience. Okay. No restrictions up to the moment of birth. That's his position. And that's what it took for me to get it out of him. But I think it was revealing. That's pretty much every Democrat's position. But Republicans have to push them on the issue. And they've got to, if they want to be where the country is, like Mastriano running in Pennsylvania, no exceptions, rape, incest, mother's life. I'm sorry, you're going to lose and lose badly, politically speaking. And if you want to run for office and you want to win, know where the public is. First trimester or Dobbs 15 weeks. That's where the country is. By the way, a Denver Democrat is now offering Biden the illegals a free bus ticket to New York City, Chicago, even Canada if you want. Even Democrats now in Democratic cities are fed up with Joe Biden's open borders and how much it's costing their towns and cities. One Ohio police officer had discovered they now have charged the Biden illegal with murder, that which they didn't discover until they already arrested him for carrying a concealed weapon. This is in Hamilton, Ohio. The police there arrested a 48-year-old on unrelated charges, and then authorities highlighted his record of 7 deportations. And day after the press conference, police discovered that he had committed murder, according to the Ohio Journal News. There are 600,000, this was in the Washington Times, 600,000 Joe Biden illegal immigrants that have criminal records, according to ICE. 600,000 have criminal records, according to the House Judiciary, getting their information from ICE. And as of December, there were more than 1.3 million people whose cases had been completed and they'd been ordered deported, but were defying those orders. Wow. How many of these tens of thousands of people from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, you think might be part of terror organizations? Why are they making the trek down our southern border? In Canada, massive spike in Biden illegals has that country and Justin Trudeau complaining that his country is being overwhelmed and his approval rating down with it, down 30%. And by the way, Biden's campaign manager wants you to know that Joe Biden is not advocating for shutting down the border. Okay, thanks for telling us. I appreciate it. Mike Pompeo was on with Laura Ingraham last night, said even 1% of the Chinese coming in from borders pushing fentanyl, laundering money, is a national security risk. Just like them buying up our ranch land, farmland, and land near military installation. You know, Deputy of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas was pressed to answer how terrorists were reportedly freed into the country. He was telling us for 3 years the border's secure and closed. Border agents apprehended 182 Chinese citizens who crossed into the U.S. illegally in a key sector. The numbers are over now 30,000 illegal immigrants from China. Why do you think they're coming here? Are they coming here because they want a better life for themselves and their family? Never mind, feds are saying that a child pornographer exploited the immigration system to smuggle in victims, or that a migrant influencer, the guy that taught home squatting, he's now under investigation for gun charges. You have a crime ring that's targeting Michigan homeowners on spring break, according to the sheriff of Michigan. You have one illegal alien rapist among nearly 2 million known gotaways under Biden. You had illegal children, smuggled children into the U.S. to use them in porn. This was in the Daily Mail by lying that they were their uncle. Republicans say horrific stories like this will keep happening because of Biden. And I mentioned this earlier, I'm not sure if I said it right, tuberculosis, there's a big breakout in Chicago at their migrant shelters following measles cases. Well, that goes to vetting people for radical associations and a health check. And by the way, a means test, though they don't become a burden on the American people. In terms of the 2024 election, Biden has now hired new pollsters because poll after poll is showing him losing to Trump, according to Politico. Well, there's an answer. We'll talk with our pollsters at the top of the hour. We told you about the Wall Street Journal poll. John and Jim McLaughlin. Well, Jim will likely not show up. He usually misses his hit. But John McLaughlin will be here, so we'll get to that. One of the most egregious things that is unfolding before our eyes that nobody's really talking about is here we have Israel in the middle of their war on terror. They lost what would be, it's a country of less than 10 million people. And they lost the equivalent, extrapolated out, break it down, in terms of their population. It would have been 40,000 Americans based on our population lost in a day. We lost 2,977 Americans on 9/11. Many others from 9/11 related illnesses in the months and years later. But Joe Biden's reelection campaign co-chair is warning that it might be time to cut military aid to Israel. You know why they're cutting it? Because it's not helping Joe Biden politically. That's why they're cutting it. Anyway, the Biden campaign co-chair, Chris Coons, senator from wherever he's from, said Tuesday, I guess Delaware, that he now wants the U.S. to put conditions on military aid to Israel. Biden is now openly demanding that Netanyahu order the IDF to observe an immediate ceasefire. They're fighting a war on terror, Joe. Israel supported and backed our war on terror when we were hit on 9/11. And all that Joe Biden has done, and I told you my sources were telling me this from day one. He's saying one thing publicly and another thing behind the scenes, and that continues. And the U.S. now calling for an immediate ceasefire. Really, we're going to tell Israel how to fight their war on terror and just say, okay, that's enough and not win the war? Why do you start wars if you're not going to win them? That's the Trump policy. If you're going to beat ISIS, you kick the living Adam Schiff out of them and kill them as many as you can. That's how we defeated ISIS. Although ISIS is now back. We'll have a report with Congressman Mike Waltz on that later. House Republicans have launched a probe into Biden's decision to unfreeze the $10 billion for Iran. You know, a little too late. Never mind the fact that Joe Biden has been ignoring sanctions and hundreds of millions of dollars in oil sales going to the Iranian mullahs so they can foment more terror and fight more proxy wars around the world. Congress's only Ukrainian-born member opposes Biden's aid package to fund the Ukrainian war. That's Victoria Sparks. We've talked about her before. Ukraine has now lowered its military draft age from 27 to 25. I mean, this is a real war, but Joe Biden has no problem, you know, tens and tens of billions of dollars going to Ukraine. Nothing near that kind of support for Israel. Because the radicals have taken over this democratic, socialist, climate alarmist, religious cult that he runs. White House, according to an article in Breitbart today, they're using a four-part plan to do what? To overthrow the sitting prime minister while he's after the biggest terror attack in Israel's history. With friends like that, who needs enemies? It was a Daily Mail piece. I'll quote the woman. I was scared they'd rape me and parade my body in Gaza. I feared that more than death. Now, she was a woman that was sexually assaulted while held hostage, describing the horror that she endured after she was abducted. How do you think the families of that terror attack on October 7th feel about Joe Biden and Joe Biden putting his political fortunes ahead of their very survival. Pretty unbelievable. Pretty unreal. Israeli minister Ron Dermer apparently met with Anthony Blinken and it got pretty heated. Good for Dermer. I'm on Dermer's side on this. It's outrageous what they're not even asking for money. They're asking to borrow, you know, money so they can have weapons. They're asking for just logistical help. You know, he's willing to use America's leverage with Israel because he wants votes. That is pretty damn sick. But does Joe challenge China? Spy balloons? Has he done anything about aggressive actions against our fighter jets in international airspace? Has he done a thing to challenge China when they confront in international waterways our Navy? Has he done anything about their intellectual property theft? Has he done anything about the illegal immigrants being in China? No, nothing. Because that's who Joe Biden is. 214 days. Best election coverage available on your radio dial. That's our promise, our pledge, our solemn vow. Now, if you have bad poll numbers and you're running for re-election, you can do one or two things. If your last name's Biden, you can follow Jill Biden's advice, and that would be deny that the polls even exist. That's one. Or two, do what Joe did, and that's fire the pollsters that are telling you you're losing and hire people that tell you you're winning. That appears to be their latest strategy. Look, it's 214 days. Am I hopeful? Yeah, I'm very hopeful. Do I think this is an inflection point for the country and the world? Yep. Have I ever been this concerned about our country? Nope. Have I ever been this concerned about the state of the world? Nope. 214 days to go. And the question is, how concerned are you? And are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.